عليه حضر يعقوب الموت إذ قال لبنيه ما تعبدون من بعدي قالوا نعبد إلهك وإله آبائك إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق إله واحد ونحن له مسلمون. My dear respected brothers and elders, the biggest ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us is He gave us a religion of Islam by His mercy. We did not ask Allah ta'ala to make us Muslim. We even don't know yet what is Islam. Allah, by His mercy, He gave this great, great religion. And this was the religion of all prophets. The religion of Islam is not only our religion, it's a religion of all prophets. And Allah says, "Inna al-Dina 'inda Allah al-Islam." The true religion, which is acceptable in the eyes of Allah, only Islam. And Allah says, "وَمَن يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَن يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ." If anyone practice any deen other than Islam, follows any religion other than Islam, Allah never will accept. He's a rejected. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, udkhulu fi silmi kaf." After He gave us this religion of Islam, He is telling us, "O believers, enter in the fold of Islam completely." Your Islam should be in your whole life, not just when you start Salat. When you come in Masjid, you are a Muslim. You pray as Allah has ordered you. You pray only 2 rakat for Jummah, 4 rakat for Zuhr, 2 rakat in Fajr. You don't change. Why don't change? You say, "No, this is how Allah has ordered me. This is how our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us." MashaAllah, good Muslim. Very good Muslim in Masjid. Once we leave the Masjid, we are not Muslims, unfortunately. Now we don't see anything, what is Islam ordering me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gave this religion. And if you study Quran, you will see how prophets alayhimus salam tried very hard for their close family members to accept Islam, and they did not accept. As we know, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was mentioned in Quran, he is mentioned in Quran as a friend of Allah. Only one Nabi is mentioned in Quran, وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. Allah doesn't need friends. But Allah said, "I have chosen him as my friend." Friend of Allah, Ibrahim alayhi salam. How great Ibrahim alayhi salam could be, we don't know. But Allah said, "I have selected him my friend." He's my friend. He's my best friend. Like we say, he's my best friend. Allah says, Ibrahim is my friend. Now this best friend of Allah inviting his own father to accept Islam is قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ يَا أَبَتِ لِمَ تَعْبُدُ مَا لَا يَسْمَعُ وَلَا يُبْصِرُ وَلَا يُغْنِي عَنْكَ شَيْئًا. His father was idol maker. His father was idol worshipper. Look at the situation. The son is a great prophet of Allah and father is idol maker, idol seller, idol worshipper. And now son is telling him, oh my dear father, why do you worship these idols? Who cannot even listen, who cannot even see, who cannot even talk, who cannot even benefit you. يا أبت إني قد جاءني من العلم ما لم يأتك. Oh my dear father, I have been given great knowledge which you are not given. I was given the wahi from Allah. فاتبعني أهدك صراط سبيلا. Oh my father, follow me. I will guide you on right way. يا أبتي لا تعبد الشيطان. Oh my dear father, do not worship شيطان. إن الشيطان كان للرحمن عصيا. Shaitan is a disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What his father said? يا إبراهيم لئن لم تنتهي لأرجمنك. Oh Ibrahim, stop your this invitation. This da'wah. If you do not stop, I will stone you until death. Stop your invitation. I will not accept. So he died as a non-Muslim. Who? A father of great prophet. Same thing. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam. He was inviting his son and he was inviting his people for 950 years. When he became tired of inviting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, oh no, that's it. We know how many people accepted Islam. Now no one is going to accept Islam. Start building us. And call all believers in that ark. When rain started, flood started, all believers, they joined in that ark. And that ark, وَهِيَ تَجْرِي بِهِمْ فِي مَوْجٍ كَالْجِبَالِ. And that ark was floating in that water like a mountain. وَنَادَى نُوحٌ ابْنَهُ. And now look at the situation. One side is a prophet, great prophet of Allah, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam. He is looking his son on another side and he is calling him, oh my son, come and join me. يَا بُنَيَّ إِرْكَمْ مَعَنَا. Oh my dear son, come on and join me. وَلَا تَكُمْ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. Do not be disbeliever. Do not be non-believers. قَالَ سَآوِي إِلَىٰ جَبَلْ يَعْصِمُنِي مِنَ الْمَا. The Nuh alayhi salam son said, no father, I don't want to join you. I will take refuge on mountain. يَعْصِمُنِي مِنَ الْمَا. That mountain will save me from this flood. وَحَالَ بَيْنَهُمَا الْمَوْجِ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُغْرَقِينَ. The Quran describes Prophet and his son were talking. In between they were talking, a wave came. And Prophet's son was drowned completely. after flood stopped, Nuh alayhi salam called Allah, "Oh Allah, my son. My son was drowned." Allah said, "He is not from your family. إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ إِنَّهُ عَمَلٌ غَيْرُ صَالِحٍ." So my dear brothers, the prophets, they were trying their close family members to accept Islam. They did not accept. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not guide them. He guided us. We are Muslims. And our Prophet, even our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was trying very hard for his uncle, own uncle, beloved uncle, to accept Islam, Abu Talib. When he was about to die, Abu Talib, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to his uncle. The leaders of Makkah were sitting there, and this our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Oh uncle, say one time, please, one time, say La ilaha illallah. If you want, say in my ear, La ilaha illallah, say one time. I can request on the day of judgment for you." But no, he did not accept Islam. He said, "Ala millati Abdul Muttalib. I am dying on my forefather's religion." So my dear brothers, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so sad. Allah has revealed the ayah, "Innaka la tahdi man ahbabta, walakin Allah yahdi man yasha." O Prophet, you cannot guide anyone you wish. This is Allah's selection. Whoever Allah wishes, He will guide them. Now He guided us, and He is asking us, "Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, udkhulu fi silmi kaffa." O believers, enter in Islam completely and save this Islam. This is not like other religion. If once you are in the religion, you are always in this religion. No. Shaitan is there trying for you to take you out of Islam. That's why Allah said, "La tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun." Keep your religion strongly and do not die unless you are Muslim. Do not die unless you are Muslim. So until death, keep your religion with you. Practice on your religion. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran about Ibrahim alayhi salam and about Yaqub alayhi salam. Both were great prophets. Allah said, "Wawassa biha Ibrahimu banihi wa Yaqub." Ibrahim and Yaqub. Yaqub alayhi salam was his grandson. They both doing wasiya before death. They were making sure before death. What do we make sure before we leave this world? What do we like to make sure? Our children should have good bank balance, own house, good life. This is our concern, this is our worry. I am working very hard for my kids. I want them in this country. I worked very hard for 25, 30 years. I need house for my kids, for my family. This is what our concern. What is the concern of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam called his sons. Who is his sons? Ishaq and Ismail alayhim as-salam, prophets. "Ya baniya, inna Allah astafa lakum ad-deen." O my sons, Allah has selected for you the beautiful religion of deen, Islam. فلا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Now Ibrahim is telling his sons, do not die unless you are a Muslim. أم كنتم شهداء إذ حضر يعقوب الموت. Were you present when death approached to Yaqub alayhi salam? Now Yaqub alayhi salam had 12 sons, mashallah, including Yusuf alayhi salam, a great prophet. He called his all kids before death. Am kuntum shuhada? Were you there? No. In Hadar Yaqub al-Maut, when Maut approached to Yaqub, now what is the worry and concern and fikr of Nabi? Is qala li banihi ma ta'buduna min ba'di. Now Yaqub alayhi salam asking his kids, among them Yusuf alayhi salam, among them Binyamin alayhi salam, is asking, what are you going to worship after me? Tell me. Who will you worship after me? What religion are you going to follow after me? Because I am going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have to answer there. مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِ قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ إِلَٰهَكَ. They all replied. They say, oh our father, we will worship your ilah. Wa ilaha abaik, an ilah of your forefathers, Ibrahim wa Ismail wa Ishaq. The ilah of Ibrahim, ilah of Ismail, ilah of Ishaq, wa nahnu lahu muslimun. And we all have submitted to him as a Muslim. So this is what, my dear respected brothers, before death, to make sure what our children is going to follow after us. Not just how they are going to live their life. You are, and me and you are not responsible for their risk, but responsible for their deen. Allah will ask every one of us, did you teach your children your religion or not? How they are living their life? And if we see the situation, our children, we are losing our children. And the reason, because children, they see their parents are not following Islam. They like their children to go to masjid and they don't see parents are going to masjid. They want their children to read Quran and they don't see their parents reading Quran. They don't see their parents following Sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They don't even care what is the Sunnah of Rasul. And they think their children follow Islam and Sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my dear brothers. So whose responsibility is this? This is our responsibility. If we lose this, if we lose our children, this is the biggest loss in our life. Biggest loss. And taught them right Islam. As we all know, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a rahmatun lil alameen. He is a mercy for all mankind, for all universe. This must teach our children. Our Prophet taught only mercy and rahmah. He was sent as a mercy and rahmah for whole universe. His message is mercy. His talk starts with salam. My dear respected brothers, we have to wake up and think, how is my house following Islam? How I am teaching my children Islam or not? Am I following some sunnah of Rasul? Like entering house, say Assalamu alaikum. The sunnah of my Prophet. When you enter in house, say Assalamu alaikum. Smiling is a sunnah of Prophet. Do we follow this sunnah? Drinking and eating with right hand is a sunnah of Prophet. Do we care if our children drink with left hand? Do we teach them? We eat with left hand, we drink with left hand. How are our children going to follow? So my dear respected brothers, Allah has blessed us with this great religion of Islam. And Allah says, لَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Prophets, they told their kids, keep this religion until you die. Allah says, لَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Do not die unless you are Muslim. And when you are about to die, Shaitan will try very hard to take you out of Islam. That time, if we are not following Islam, no one is going to help us. If we follow Islam, Allah will send angel to help us. That time. One side Shaitan is standing, one side angel are helping. Shaitan is calling you, what were you following is nothing. This Islam is nothing. Say, I don't believe in Islam. Who is going to help that time? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help. May Allah give us tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Praise Allah.